two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Wednesday hump day edition of Kennedy Malloy. And what a big show we've got. Crime report, massive. El Chapo verdict down.
Wow. Well, he's not going anywhere. I don't think he's digging himself out of this one.
Well, don't be surprised.
And a stoner guy found a tiger unexpectedly.
We'll give you a Tony Mockbell update as well. Lots more in our crime report. And we'll get you to ring in and tell us about your crimes. Nat Bass.
Oh, excellent.
Natalie Baffingslate is on to tell us
about her new gig. She's very versatile, Nat Bass.
She can do it
all. She's singer, actress,
dancer,
judge.
Got her own band.
Yep, so now she's on Changing Rooms.
She could probably co-host with you on the Today Show. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I don't think
Who's our major guest?
Charlie Pickering. Yeah.
All right.
He's been cleaning out his shed, and let's just say he's been holding on to a lot of stuff. He needs to let go.
I don't see him as a shed guy.
No.
I think you have a very neat shed.
I would have thought he'd have a shed.
Yes.
I see it more as a den, some kind of office,
really?
With a globe.
Oh, yes.
And a big table
with a
leather top.
Bookcase.
Yeah, more academic.
We can ask him about that. He could be more IKEA than
More academic than shed. That's how I see Charlie.
Hey, I've got the list of the names that the naughtiest children have and the names that the nicest children have.
I'm going to take a bet that Fred and Lenny
are on the, naughty list. I think I've got on the naughty list too in my household.
We'll have a little highlight from a Trump's rally. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. Firstly, welcome to you.
How are you guys? Dave. Jane, how are you?
Jane Kennedy.
What?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Stop looking at me like that. It's weird.
We've started something huge here.
No, we haven't.
On the show yesterday, you threw your hat in the ring to host the Today Show.
All right. Stop right now. I did not. I did not throw my hat in the
ring. You've been coveting this.
I have not been coveting this. I'll make this 100% clear.
You've had your eye on the Today
Show. I have got no blood on my hands, nor will I ever. I have not been coveting this. I've been enjoying watching Georgie and Deborah on the Today Show.
Well, I hope you enjoy it for the next couple of weeks because they're gone.
I beg your pardon. You
Georgie Gardner
about people's workplaces.
Georgie's
all class, so is Deborah. They've got involved in this stupid thing
We'll get to them. We'll get to them in a minute. For anyone who wants to know what we're talking about, I mooted that Jane could save the tanking Today Show, which, let's be honest, is on the canvas twitching.
No, it's not on the canvas. They're in for the long haul.
If Channel 9 had a priest, it'd be delivering the last rites.
It
cannot be saved.
You know television.
It's
you know people give things a long go.
Hey,
except for you.
I've had two shows. Trust me, I know when a show's about to tank in Channel 9. I've done it twice.
See, you're
I'm an old. I'm an old.
You're punch drunk on this
I'm
because
like the Oracle.
Your experience has been so hard and brutal. You think everybody gets treated the same as you.
Well, what I want to do, that's true. I got roughed up a lot by Channel 9, who that's all in my book.
You owe them one.
I'm trying to get. I would like to offer
all
them
right.
a show.
Well, just be listen.
And you hosting the Today Show is the best. For those who weren't listening, here's how it kind of unfolded on yesterday's show. You've got it in for the Today Show because you're still angling for the main job.
No, I don't.
And I think you'd be very good at it.
I've been nothing but supportive of the girls on the show.
Right now, it's tanking.
Oh my God!
It's not tanking. It is.
It's finding its feet.
It's twitching on the canvas.
It has just started.
Stand clear,
it's a new format.
Stand clear.
No, you can't say that.
You'd be a great host.
You would.
I would not be a great host.
You'd be really good.
I've
at
told
it.
You. I would get in trouble on day one.
Wake up with Jane.
No.
Wake up with Jane.
People would go, who's this cow? Why is she saying exactly what she thinks? Turn her off.
Why don't you get together with Carl Stefanovic
and
make
would
a
I
hostile
do that?
Takeover?
Why would I do that?
Because you
Miss
could.
Carl.
I don't want to do that.
He's done a show drunk. You've done plenty here. Hey?
Most
if I could put the breatho on you right now, I reckon it would be... Someone win a prize.
Are you serious?
You get the idea.
Yeah.
The overnight, can I
Do
just
you know,
say
you've
this?
Gone too far this time,
can
honestly?
I say I've set up a meeting. I'm taking meetings at the moment.
With who?
Channel 9. With Channel 9. And I haven't
set up a meeting.
Jane, I say this to you in all honesty. Last
night. I can't
night,
even look at you. I'm not going to look at you.
I was receiving calls from some of the biggest sponsors in this country, and I'm not making it up. I'll show you my phone, who said they will sponsor the show.
Corporate World's on board.
Like the corporates are in.
Hey, why don't you?
I'm going to take them out for a boozy
lunch.
Listen,
why don't your corporate mates?
You can't come because you'll be tired.
I'm not doing both.
You'll still be
you think
still
I'd
be
do
tired.
Both, do you?
What?
You think I would do the Today Show and this show?
Oh, you'd have to do both.
Yeah.
God, you are just, you really do have a very poor IQ, can I just say? All your big wig mates saying they'll sponsor the Today Show. How about they sponsor this show? Put it to them.
Yeah.
Come on. Sponsor Kennedy Malloy.
All right, well, hang on. We'll do that. I've thrown my hat in the ring. I said I'll do the weatherman.
Well, that'd be terrible because you wouldn't take it seriously and people around Australia really need to find out.
No, you go out and next thing you know...
You're the wacky weather guy, are you?
I will be dancing around the maypole
Mate,
Morris dancing
what time do you reckon you got to get up in the morning?
I'll be turning up in the Stein with the Lederhausen.
You clown. You wouldn't get up.
Stephen Jacobs. I'll be the Stephen Jacobs.
Yes, but he knows how to do it properly.
Oh, does he? Do you remember the time he got attacked by the chicken?
Hang on.
Have you got that there?
Yeah, have a listen.
Big black Australop cockerel. One of 500 birds.
See, that I would enjoy.
I'll do it.
If you got attacked by animals or by
Dave out in the road,
angry
the
people,
gets,
I could
you
do
be
that.
Out the road in the Getz.
Traffic report.
Across to me.
Around Australia.
You could show you the map of Tassie on your weather board.
I beg your pardon. No one's seeing my map of Tassie. Thank you very much, Dave.
Not in the first week, but we'll keep it for maybe.
Oh, my. Is this the banter you could expect on the Today Show?
I tell you what we'll do. I've made an audition tape.
What?
For
I
Channel
beg your
9.
Pardon.
And I'm taking it there. I'm taking meetings. When we come back, I'm going to play you the audition tape I've put together.
Oh,
I think you'll like it.
I can't
the
wait.
The quintessential Jane.
I have no words.
It's like lifting the skirts on the
don't
many layers.
Don't lift my skirts and don't show my map of Tassie.
Many levels and many layers. Jane Kennedy.
Right. The audition tape next.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
At Kennedy Malloy, you can get us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, but the comments are just coming through thick and fast, all in support of Jane.
It's embarrassing then. I'm sorry.
A classy one here from Georgie Gardner too, the former host of the Today Show.
Well, she's
former?
A great girl, and I know host. Georgie, and of course, this is why it's
she,
so
she
embarrassing.
Goes, spot on the desk for Jane Vandenberg every day of the week. Yeah.
So that's referring to Brooke Vandenberg.
Brooke Vandenberg. Yeah.
So thank you, Georgie. That's very classy.
And Georgie will be great on postcards, I reckon, once you've taken it.
You know what? She'll be laughing right now.
Watch your back, Georgie. Watch your back.
She's got nothing to worry about.
Seriously.
Georgie.
I've seen the way you operate.
She's a cool customer. She has nothing to worry about.
You're like a smiling assassin.
Oh my
the
God.
Way you do it. You not. Don't even know you're being done. Trust me, Georgie, she'll take you out and whack you. You won't even know it's on the cards.
Yeah, that's what people have all that's what all my friends have said.
Jonathan Coleman's thrown his hat in the ring. He'd like to be the wacky weatherman.
Well, he'd be good. He should be doing that job now. They're looking for a new weather guy.
What will I do if he does it? Do you know what I could do? I could host like an aerobics Oz style segment. Like me on a mini tramp. Doinga, 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 doinga. You come out, me and four hot chicks.
There's special rules they have in place for what children can and cannot see at that time of morning.
Sam Neill's in. He's
Sam Neill?
Sam Neill's in. Yes.
Because he's going, what the hell's going on? Because he would support Georgie and Deborah
because
as well.
Because you know I've done a morning show.
Have you?
Yes.
What do you mean you've done a morning show?
Do you remember? I jumped up and down on my underpants.
Oh, you crashed a morning show. I remember
on
that.
Ernie Denise. That was during the late show. I went to film something for a doorbuster sale at a shopping centre and it was totally bad.
They had no material.
But they were filming the breakfast show, Ernie and Denise.
Yeah.
And I went, hold my clothes.
Weren't they at a furniture store or something?
Yeah, a furniture store.
And you jumped on the beds behind them in your underpants.
Back in my underpants.
And it was live TV.
It's got TV.
Oh, so proud.
It's my Logies clip. That'll be in my clip when I die.
Yeah.
Your obit.
In the morning.
I'll make sure they put
that
in.
Give the people what they want, Jane. I'm sick of hearing that. Yeah, so there's lots of comments.
I don't think I'm
Australia's
up to it.
Ellen.
Oh.
Wow.
Love her.
Oh, well, now you're getting interesting.
Wow.
Do you know why? Because Ellen doesn't dress up. She wears a suit and hardly any makeup. This is part of my problem with Australian television.
Your problem is just getting them used to some of the rougher edges
I'm not suitable. I'm sure I'm not suitable.
Well, I've put together an audition tape I think you might like.
I don't think I will
this. This is the one I'm presenting to Channel 9 execs.
All right. Way home.
Dear Channel 9 bigwigs, you need a Today Show host who is fearless in the face of her enemies.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Someone unfiltered and raw.
Do you know what? I had a good pork this week.
Jeez. And someone who isn't afraid to say it how it is.
This is, I think we have
it.
Jane Kennedy brings a fresh face to women's issues.
Girls do the wahoo, chicka chicka,
do the
wahoo, clickety click.
And a sympathetic ear to men's issues.
I feel sorry for micro penises.
Unlike former hosts, she knows how to hide her on-set drinking.
No. I would smuggle it in a secret way, only women know how.
You'd be.
And she knows how to give the ratings that bit of a boost.
I sat on my phone. It was vibrating underneath me.
This show's just
might happened. Do it again.
She'll be great at celebrity interviews.
David and Taylor, I would like to you guys.
She's the worst.
Seriously, the only other person I was Alice Cooper.
She speaks multiple languages. And has interesting hobbies.
I was a philatelist.
Plus, she'll fix anything that's broken on the set.
Tradie Joanie's been doing some unbelievable handiwork.
She can fill in last minute when the musical guest cancels.
There's no one as lovely in the world as me.
And who doesn't love having a dog as big as a horse on the set?
Hey, I want to clown someone. Oh, sorry.
So surely you're convinced by now. But if not, Jane is willing to go the extra mile to score this gig.
Who am I sleeping with? Do I have to get on all fours?
Let's all wake up with Jane.
You dickheads.
Wow. Now, when you hear it bundled up like that, what a package.
I don't know if I've still got a job after that.
Imagine getting up and...
I bet he didn't hear that. Oh, don't worry, he won't.
Imagine you get out of bed in the morning, you brush the tiredness from your eyes, you put on your TV and you cop a load of that.
I'll tell you what. If Channel 9 want their share price to remain stable, they will not appoint me or me anywhere near any of their programs because I'm not suitable.
I could be the cash moose. I come out.
Be the moose.
To make it rain.
You're talking about your share price.
Did you know? I've told the story before, but you know the night before my second show, The Nation, went to air.
Yeah.
James Packer sold all his shares in the network. That is true.
He is a smart businessman.
Come on.
All right.
Channel 9. Yeah. I'm bringing it to you. I've laid it out.
You've got the tape.
Have some fun. When we come back, crime report.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Malloy's crime report.
Big local news, Jane, but before we get to that, overseas, it's finally come down guilty. 10 times guilty. El Chapo.
I wouldn't want to be
Guzman.
On that jury.
I'd say 12 people have just entered police witness protection schemes. And I feel for the judge too, who brings down sentencing on June 25. I probably wouldn't be leaving the house before then either if I was US District Court Judge Brian Cogan.
Good Lord.
Very low profile. I've got a soft spot for El Chapo.
Why?
Because he's the most dangerous criminal in the world.
He's killed thousands, probably 2,000 people.
But can't you just look the other way? Don't you just go...
How many lives have been lost
can you see past
due
that?
To what he's, can the you, drugs he's...
Can you ever see past that?
No.
And is that all you see?
Yes, he pulled all the chicks and he's really super ugly.
But that's why I like him.
He
gives me great hope.
Actually, you could look a little El Chapo. If you just get a little fringe and shave your beard and just have your little mo.
Bristly mo.
Yeah. Mm. And just wear like bad...
Tracky dacks. Wow. I mean, there's a guy. He's rich as sin. He's knee deep in drugs. Oh. He gets around in tracky dacks.
Got no fashion taste whatsoever. But he pulls hot birds.
Yeah. Who needs to? He needs to have fashion sense.
He doesn't, but he's not a really aced human being. So it probably wouldn't be a bad thing for him to
do. The world needs more El Chapos.
miniseries? That's what it needs for Netflix.
Netflix needs more El Chapos.
They do. More crime bosses.
Who should play him?
You should.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, put your hand up.
What about Super Mario?
Do you know what? There's so many people that look like it's a pretty easy role.
What a nervous dude. Imagine you get your thing through. You have to do jury duty. You open your mail.
But people were not turning up. They didn't want to go and volunteered for jury duty.
Do you remember his lawyer actually made a statement? He goes, I guarantee my client will not murder anyone on the jury.
That's what you had to
say. That was a statement he came out and made.
But you know that every time they take him to the court, they have to shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. It's just insanity. They've got to shut down the whole of New York. That's
again,
crazy.
He's El Chapo.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, let's get a bit closer to home.
All right.
Our El Chapo, not quite.
Our El Chapo.
Tony Mockbell. So he's been in prison.
Is he out of the woods? Is he safe? Is he stable? He was in a critical condition but stable.
He's now in serious condition, which is a step down, I believe.
Down. He's on his way back.
I think he'll be all right. And, of course, that's distressing for his family and friends that he's been...
Barwon Prison. It hasn't had, doesn't have a good record. A few people have gone down over the years at Barwon.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened on Sunday? There was a report...
Probably got like an open plan area or something.
Well, they do. Listen, what happened? They're in the Sunday Herald Sun in Melbourne, they printed a story that said former crime boss Tony Mopwell had disrupted an extortion scheme by Pacific Island inmates.
That's right. It was a big front page.
Yes. So that's leaked out. I'm going to go, I don't know if that's going to go down well with the Pacific Island inmates in Barwon Prison. So there was...
They've reacted, have they?
Well, there's a visitor centre where you go out and you see the visitors. And there was a 21st birthday party.
Sort of like a rumpus room, is it?
Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, except...
The spa?
Mm. Okay. What happened was Tony was set upon by some of these people.
Pacific Islanders.
Yes, and they were having a 21st. Now, aside from the drama, someone was having a 21st in the visitors' area, but this is what gets me out of this whole thing.
Was he stabbed with the knife that was used for cutting the cake? I mean, what happened?
Well, you would think, where does one get a knife? I know, smuggle it in a zucchini. That's what they did.
In a zucchini?
There is a knife, a shiv, in a zucchini.
Wow.
Then they go on to describe what was going on at the birthday party.
Yeah, as soon as you saw a Pacific Islander eating a zucchini, ordering a zucchini, that would be alarm bells for me. I'll be going,
that's where
on
I'm getting sus.
Something's wrong with this picture.
So this is what makes more sense.
They were eating the broccoli, hang on.
All the disruptions took place when they were serving the pavlova, and according to the jail records, fizzy drinks. Now, I assume they mean soft drink.
What the hell is going
on? This sounds
on?
Like a five-year-old's birthday party, pavlova and fizzy drinks. Mm. That's what was going on.
And what, before a good stabbing?
Before Tony got stabbed
and
another
Tony,
bloke.
Whack.
Yeah, whackety whack.
Jeez.
That is...
Who's having pavlova?
The Pacific Islanders.
Are they having a 21st?
With pavlova and fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks. And in
a zucchini.
Meantime, Mockbell's been shivved.
Yeah. That's terrible news.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. Hey, now we've got some. Let's do one quickly.
All right.
I'll tell you what. We'll come back and do it. Let us know. We want to take your calls.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a couple more.
We've got a few crimes that are much lower key than this.
We've got some wacky crime, some stupid crime.
Yes.
Okay, what about the guys who tried to steal an ATM in America? They stole an ATM and they hooked up a tow rope to the back of their car.
Yeah.
And they drove it off, but it pulled the bumper bar off and had their number plate on it.
Yes, I
do you know
that.
It's a crime report.
Have you had a wacky crime happen to you?
It's
1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah. Local crime watch.
Yep.
Get involved.
We've got some more after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Phones have gone bonkers with people who are trying to suggest some stupid crime.
I've got a stupid crime for you.
Oh, you're going to lead off, are you?
Yeah, in Houston, USA.
Yeah.
A stoner, self-confessed, obviously, stoner, who entered an abandoned home. He thought he was going to get some marijuana in there, and he went in and he saw a tiger in a cage. He thought,
tiger?
I am hallucinating. But he went up close, fair dinkum, it was a tiger in a cage. He's called the cops.
That'll ruin your day if you're a stoner.
Well, the cops said, we questioned him as to whether they were under the effects of the drugs. But then we actually got there and saw a tiger. Very rarely do we take in tigers, said
the
Houston
police. Should
have
done one of those, got a portrait artist. Can you draw the tiger? That's like the scene from The Hangover. Have you got that there, Dave?
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Don't go in. Be careful. Don't.
See. Oh, he's not kidding. There's a tiger in there.
I love the way you changed it to there's a jungle cat.
Yeah. Jungle cat. We like it a lot. Let's get to
some
calls.
Yeah, let's get some calls.
Cameron, you want to report some silly crime?
Yes, good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon, Mick.
What have you heard, Cameron?
Well, it's not something that happened to me. I lived in the United States in a very small town, and I used to read the police blotter, and it stuck with me for 10 years that someone reported, a lady reported, that someone drew an ugly face in the gravel of her driveway.
And that was the crime.
That was the crime of the day.
It could have been a dick and ball, so she got out of it very easily.
It would have been a very ugly face then if you're looking like that. But, it stuck with me all these years because I thought, who did it? How did they do it? What did it look like?
Well done, Cameron. Thanks for the tip off. Stevie, what's going on?
Oh, well, we live in a town called Langwarrin, which is a little...
In Victoria, yep.
And we get a bit of crime around our area. But our local shop had someone try to tow away an ATM with the back of their car, and all they did was skidies and burnout all at the front of the shop.
Because so they couldn't take it away, it was too heavy, or they just thought they'd do burnouts too.
Well, we think it was too heavy and possibly maybe a Commodore trying to steal it.
Easy to trace by the sound of things,
had
too.
Had a bit of spare time up there, Steve.
Good on you, Stevie. Hello, Dave. Style.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's a stupid crime you know of?
Back in the 80s or 90s, we had a burglary at one of their local hotels. The crooks pinched all the bingo tickets, started opening up on the way home, started dropping the losers, so the coppers just followed the trail of the bingo tickets all the way home.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
And when they got there and opened the door, they went, bingo!
Two fat ladies.
Thank you.
Good on you, Dave. Thanks for that. I think we've got Kale. How are you?
Afternoon.
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
I think it was mid-2000s when all the ATM robberies were happening in Sydney, and they've used a van and told the accomplice to jump out so they could glide him in, and they ran straight over him.
Oh, no. They ran over his accomplice? No.
Oh, no. That's got to be a rugged court case.
That's excellent. Hello, Marty. How you going?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, what happened? Bad crime? Serious crime?
My old lady woke up one morning to find her front door being stolen.
What? Who does that?
They're taking the front door hinges.
It's missing.
Just the front door, nothing else.
Was it a special front door? Did it have any
special?
That's funny.
No, it was a standard front door. And, yeah, they opened the screen door and then took off the front door and
did the coppers,
left the screen
did
door
the cops
there.
Solve that case?
Oh.
Did they show you like six different front doors and say, can you identify?
It was a lineup of front doors.
Did you drive around the local neighbourhood looking for doors or front doors? Or go?
Well, no, because it was a stock standard front door, man. You couldn't, you know, like there was nothing special about it. Right. It was just something to this day that, you know, that makes sense.
That's a ripper, Marty. Have we got a prize for Marty?
Yeah, Marty.
We do indeed. A Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way, Marty.
Awesome.
Good story, mate. Thank you.
I think we've got time for one more.
Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. What's your dumb crime story?
Yeah, so the local cop told me once he had to go and arrest someone who was trying to siphon fuel out of cars, and he siphoned...
A caravan,
like tried to get the fuel out but got the sewerage.
Oh, yuck.
And
wrong hole.
And was actually really, really sick.
You're going away for a long time.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much for that, Patricia. Good calls there.
Good calls all around.
When we come back, we'll be here with Natalie Bassingthwaite.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Changing Rooms premieres tonight, 7:30 on Network 10, and special guest in studio right now, the lovely Natalie Bassingthwaite.
Hey,
Natalie.
Hey,
Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, you.
I'll tell you what,
people.
You are one of the most versatile women I've ever met in my life.
Are you
can do
I
it
just
all.
Get around?
No.
No.
You put it about a bit. That's what she's saying.
Well, in a very nice, friendly way, I say that. Because you're an incredible singer, as we know you with Rogue Traders. You're a great actress.
Yes.
And I was just saying, also, you're in Return to Neighbours because you played Bitch Izzy.
Yeah.
Who screwed up everyone's lives.
Yeah.
And you returned last year, much to my joy. You've got a children's clothing label.
Yes, I do.
You were hosted So You Think You Can Dance Australia. And now...
Stop hogging it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh,
that
I know.
Was amazing.
That was a highlight.
That was amazing. And
are you watching this series?
I've watched a few episodes. I haven't watched the whole thing. But I think the cast is great.
Who are you rooting for? Who do you want to
win? Do you know what? Richard rang me before he went in and said, do you reckon I should do it? And I said, it's 3 weeks.
It's easy. Yeah, they've got an easy
piece
run.
Piece of cake.
It's soft.
Richard Rees.
And apparently they get lots more food. I'm like, you guys
whatever. Wow, soft.
Not
nothing.
So he'll win, he's your
Richard.
Choice.
I think they're all great. And I love Luke and,
Yeah, they're all great. But now we're speaking to you specifically because Channel 10 has returned a show that was much loved in its heyday and it used to be on
Changing
another
Rooms.
Network. There you go.
There it
Are
is.
Are you waiting for me to spit out the name of the show?
I'm just giving you a helping hand.
Thanks for that. Changing Rooms. Now, tell us the format because you are. Been quite annoying, actually. We know that people love shows about renovations. We love it. We can't get enough. What is the point in difference if people have never seen Changing Rooms before?
Okay, well, families, friends, whatever, swap houses. They make over their friend's house within a week and the friends come in and see what they've done.
Can you do anything you want or do you have to
wear it?
No,
you've got to be...
Can't do anything you want.
Could you put in like a meth lab or something? Look what we've done with
you. That's the highlight of the series tonight. So if you want to see that, check it out tonight. We've got amazing designers. The designers go in and check out the spaces first and they decide what they're doing and they tell the people, this is what we'll be doing for the week.
What if you don't like it?
It's too bad, so sad.
I'm hearing the word pleather. I'm hearing pleather
it's
kitchen.
It's a real thing. I think it's vegan leather.
Someone's made a kitchen out of...
That's right.
I don't
doesn't
know.
Feel appropriate.
Doesn't
feel... Hold on.
It doesn't
vegan
feel...
leather. What if you want to have some meat?
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
That would be very freaky.
It's just great. Like,
fun. You are important in the show because when people walk in and see their room, you've got to either help them get their jaws off the ground because they think this is just a piece of shit.
Yep.
You have to celebrate with them.
I have to cradle them in my arms.
And are they amazing transformations? Like when you get there, are they like, you know, chalk outlines
on the carpet?
Would
you get one of the rooms done?
It's ridiculous. Like, really? Even throughout the process, I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's going to look good. Like, I would totally get while everyone sort of thinks, I don't know if I can trust this. Yeah. Like,
how long does it take for them to transform a room?
5 days. They do 3 rooms in 5 days. They have a budget of $20,000.
That's not a lot of money, $20,000, when you're renovating 3 rooms.
No. And I'm talking a kitchen, a bathroom. So the difference with this show is it's for everyday Australians. Do you know what I mean? It means that they can go...
Okay, so they're not doing high-end shows.
It's not high-end. It's like, how can you make the most of a small budget and do 3 massive rooms in your house? I'm talking a kitchen, a bathroom,
and
potentially a bedroom.
Well, that's relatable, isn't it?
People learn stuff from it?
Yeah, they've got lots of hacks, lots of DIY stuff. So, yeah, it really is. And everyone from the show is going around going, okay, so I'm going to make this bed and, like, I'm going to do this. Like, you just get so excited about the things
you
do.
Could I do one? Could I do a transformation?
Are you serious?
Would you guys swap houses yourselves?
Oh. No, I will kind of like to come in.
Definitely not. You are not getting anywhere
near
my house.
Me? Mickey Kondo. They call me Mickey Kondo.
Do they?
Basically, I just steal everything. And you go, look, it's a minimalist.
You would
look.
Like
it's
a den.
Japanese.
And I do shag pole carpet and a leather chair.
Hello.
Pleather or leather?
Pleather.
How dare you.
That could work really well.
And
hey, this
taxidermy.
Show's on already.
I like taxidermy.
You're like, I'm not doing any taxidermy.
Oh, gosh.
Crazy man.
Gross.
This show's on tonight.
Tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow night, 7:30.
Oh, it's 2 in a row.
Yeah, so every week you get new couples, new designers.
Fantastic.
And you get 6 reveals, room reveals.
Just quickly, have you heard about Jane hosting the Today Show? And is
what?
It something that
no,
you would...
No, correct.
Yeah.
See?
No,
I'm not.
She's thrown a hat in the ring to save it because it's basically cooked.
Mick dummy.
Are they actually going to change the lineup though, you reckon?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They won't,
I don't
right?
think they'll keep anyone.
They're not going to change the lineup and he's being scurrilous, so just ignore him now. Hey, we wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks so much.
And tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night.
We're going to see a lot of you and we love seeing you because you're ace. So thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Say hi to Cam for me.
Yeah, I will.
Go Tigers.
Changing Rooms premieres tonight, 7:30 on 10. That was Natalie Batson. Wait.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Coming up in the next hour, Charles Pickering.
Mm. Yes.
Charlie Pickering.
I haven't said a word.
I can't believe what's his topic. He's been cleaning out the shed.
Yes.
Now, he just doesn't strike me as a shed guy.
Not at
well,
all.
I'm,
he strikes
I'm
me as an atrium guy. Or
an atrium?
Or a cellar guy. Like have a cellar or an atrium or a den. But I don't see Charlie, and it's nothing personal. I'm not trying to...
Where does a gimp live?
Put him into... jeez Louise.
Well, no, I'm suggesting that you might have one. I don't know. No, I'd say he has a very neat room.
He says the shed. He's probably talking about the boathouse. He's probably talking
that's so point. Charlie.
What would he have? What would be the object that Charlie's...
Well, let's find out when we talk
to him. He's coming up.
I see a room. I see a room with a globe in it.
He's going to surprise us, I think.
Jodhpurs.
We'll be surprised.
I don't know.
He might be good with his hands.
Like a
safari hat?
Like a polar bear rug. No. I don't know.
Doesn't strike me like
we'll ask him when he gets on. He can't be far away. I'm looking forward to that. We might talk some politics. He's always good at politics.
Can I
quickly, Trump had his first rally in El Paso prior to the wall decision. And look, I know we get bogged down in Trump sometimes. For people who didn't have the time to listen to his rally in El Paso,
I'd like to hear it.
I've just put some highlights together.
Thank you.
The more sensible bits, just to give you the vibe.
Excellent.
I love the people of this state. We've had a great romance together. You know that. It's been a great romance. Is there any place that's more fun to be than a Trump rally? Nice and calm. Nah, that's not what you're looking for. I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights of let's hop a train to California. You're not allowed to own cows anymore. The Rio Grande. It's happening. Go check it out. There is nothing better than a good old-fashioned German Shepherd. I wouldn't mind having one, honestly, but I don't have any time. How would I look walking a dog on the White House lawn? Would that be... right? Sort of not for, I don't know, it doesn't, I don't feel good. Feels a little phony to me.
So the only thing I've ever agreed with him is that German Shepherds are nice dogs. It's the first time I've agreed with Donald.
You found common ground.
I have.
That would be...
a very strange thing. Hey, we were talking about stupid crimes before.
Yeah.
A Japanese couple has just shared that thieves stole a bonsai plant from their house that is worth $127,000. It's 400 years old. You know what bonsai is.
It's
tiny. Little trees.
It's about the size of like a mini. Yeah.
And all they want, they're just so distressed. And they said they had to put out a report because they said, the bonsai, I raised it like my child. Oh. Please give it water and grow it and look after it properly. Maybe. I'm so sad.
How much was it worth?
$127,000. Oh, well, people, I mean, this is what.
Open your mind up, Dave. That's a possibility.
How could a bonsai be worth that amount of money? That's rubbish.
You know what? It'd be good to do one of those backyard renovation shows in Japan. it'd be really easy.
It'd be pretty quick, wouldn't it?
Boy, we've got to clean out. Imagine Jim's mowing.
Oh, no, not the bonsai. Not the bonsai hedge.
Oh, it's a big job, this one. Jeez.
Okay, stand by. Charlie Pickering is in the building.
Wait. Here we go.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, it is, and we are going to tear it to pieces, literally. Does that make any sense?
No, but that's all right. Well, let's tear it up.
Let's go mad. Let's go cocoa bananas.
Why not?
In the big second hour, we're going to talk about children's names. You've done some research. What are you finding?
Well, I can't take all the credit. There's someone else who's done all the research. There's naughty names. And there's nice names. Right. So if you've got a kid called dot, 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 I'm going to stick around and I'll tell you if you've got a naughty or name or a bad name.
Can I have a go? Adolf.
Yeah, naughty.
Naughty?
Yeah.
Nice.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get the results in after that. I might introduce a separate category.
What's that?
Well, adult exotic dancing names. Girls, give us a call.
No. See, we discussed this.
If you were an exotic dancer.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
What would your name be?
I said, I don't know. That's
come on, Sippy. Sippy Kennedy. Please welcome to the stage. Sippy.
There was another one.
What was the other one?
Tipsy.
Tipsy. Please welcome Chardonnay. That could be good for you.
That's growing on me, actually.
The girls, have a think about it and give us a call. I don't Chablis? Think there's nothing in any white wine works, really. No.
It all works. Rosé.
Please welcome Blackberry Nip.
Rosé.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that.
All right,
we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. That voice you hear in the background laughing is our first guest. It's Charlie Pickering.
Hooray.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello,
how
Charlie.
Are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Now, just before we go any further, the main reason I'm here.
Yes.
I just want to take control of this and make sure it
Please.
Happens.
What? The floor is yours.
I'm here to remind people that tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Oh, because we don't know about it.
Like, what are you... no, but seriously.
You're not serious.
Sure. There'll be someone in their car right now who's just heard that and gone, well,
that's,
crikey, I better pick up a card at the servo on the way home.
That's bad luck.
You might know about it. Jeez, I think you're specifically referring to guys here.
So you walk into 7-Eleven and it's filled with pink flowers and it's got balloons with red hearts. You're not seeing red hearts everywhere?
No, it's amazing how much that doesn't get through.
It's on peripheral vision.
It's just, it doesn't get through the filter. You'd be amazed. You're just not put together... Like that way.
Don't wander into the politics. We had a caller in yesterday who's angry at her boyfriend because he'd gone out of his way to get her something special for Valentine's Day, but then had told her in advance that he'd got something. And she was ringing up.
And she said, no, you ruined the surprise.
She ruined the surprise. Thanks for nothing. So, guys, be damned.
Oh, poor guys.
What do you want from us?
Oh, no.
He didn't say what it was, though.
He didn't say what it was.
That's fine.
Well,
I've done a bit of that this week. I've left a trail of breadcrumbs up to
really? Like,
no, but just because...
Sarah's going, what? What have you been doing?
Because I've not been great before. I've had a few
Have you
mishaps.
Well, you see, I'm not I'm not so stereotypical in my enjoyment of Valentine's Day. I'm into it, but in like a not stereotypical way. And it turns out, and it took me a while to learn, she likes the standard stuff, like roses. She wants roses on Valentine's Day.
Which surprises me.
Yeah, totally.
A trail of petals leading to the master
bed. I like roses too.
Mm. On Valentine's
Day. On Valentine's Day. Just saying.
Cadbury's roses.
Oh, my God. Rob's
just started the car and he's popping out.
That's right. He's gone to 7-Eleven and he's blowing the dust off a packet of Cadbury's favourites as we speak.
I'd happily have Cadbury's favourites and roses.
What's the biggest thing you've ever done? Like, I mean, you say you're not traditional, but have you done something in the past that you've
prepared? I've done some fairly grand gestures, but I've also been, not good. I've also definitely disappointed. I know... This year I've got it covered. Like,
really?
I've got a level of confidence going into
it. Sounds like while we're chatting off air, you might have a really good present.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's, look, I'm confident on
this
one. I reckon it's the best ever. And if you're listening, what's your partner's name?
Sarah,
this is the greatest thing I've ever heard of. You'll need your passport.
Yeah.
You're going to need your passport.
He's evil.
But you will love this man because it's going to take about a month, but you'll get back. It's just the greatest thing I've ever seen. And love is love. Yeah. Do you know, once I was in Sydney and I was in a hotel and I was travelling on my own, I was doing a publicity tour. Mm. I went, oh, you know what, I just want to go downstairs and eat. And so I went down to the restaurant to eat and I go, I'm on my own, I can't bother, I'll take a book, I'll read a book. So I'm sitting in the restaurant to read a book. I go, what's weird about this? I look around and every other table is couples. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, you loser.
It's Valentine's Day. I'm sitting in the middle of the restaurant at a table on my own reading a book.
Oh, my God. Going, how embarrassing. Oh,
sending me over drinks. And
that's awesome.
Hey, it's all good. Have you heard about Jane on the Today Show?
Yeah, I have.
Don't
Very
you?
Exciting.
Now, listen.
That you'd
Charlie,
watch it, wouldn't you?
I'm going to put my school teacher-y face on.
Wow.
I'm going to wave my finger at you. Do not be embroiled in Mick Malloy's mischief-making.
So you're asking me to basically choose a side
I am.
Here.
Right. What would you like
this to... This is like my parents are splitting up and I have to choose who I live with. This is so unfair.
I just want you to answer honestly a couple of questions. Do you think Jane would be good at that?
I absolutely think that Jane would be good at it because I've seen Jane be good at everything.
Because she's
tried.
Radiant, she's a great TV performer.
What? Because I can wear a dress and have my hair done.
It's a natural habitat. No, what? I think you bring a lot of gravitas to what is otherwise a fairly shallow.
Mick could wear a dress and have his hair done. He's not going to be a good host of the Today Show.
I'm the wacky weatherman.
He's the wacky weatherman.
Listen to this guy. I want to be the wacky weatherman. Or host a fitness segment like aerobics.
I told you, I would last one day. This is the problem.
All right. Hey.
What if there was a rule that it didn't have to be the beginning of your day?
Don't you start giving anybody ideas.
So the rule is you can stay
up
all
night at 8
and you just roll in.
Oh, really? I start
go
all
out
night.
All night.
Oh, it's so practical for
and
me.
And then just roll in, do the show.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Plus, she just comes in a gym jams.
Yeah.
But see, I'd do that and no one wouldn't be allowed to.
Come on, take it seriously. You need to get in shape. This is happening.
How much better would the Today Show be if everyone on the Today Show was getting ready for work while they were hosting the show.
I agree. Do it in
the
kitchen.
Because you know how it's always on in the background and you're brushing your teeth
walking
through.
They should be in a house.
Standing by the toaster.
That's exactly
right. A Today Show in a
house.
They
should start in their pyjamas. Okay. They have to have breakfast, brush their teeth. Now, if it was that, would you want to do it?
Yeah, I'd watch it. I wouldn't be on it.
It couldn't hurt. Could
when we come back, I want to talk to you about something.
I mean, I like everyone on it, but it is tanking. It is like
early days.
It is.
You are going to get all of us in big trouble. And right. I don't like how you're
now
speaking
listen,
anymore.
Yes.
We're going to come back.
I want to talk about Charlie's shed.
Well,
we
I
get
did
back,
before you. And you interrupted me.
See, right. that's the kind
this
of.
This is what will happen on the Today Show. Let's go to a song, Dave.
Sunny disposition.
What I have to do around
you bring,
here.
Welcome to
don't
Wake
crash
Up with
Jimmy.
Jane.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering's with us. His new comedy show, Us and Them. Tickets are comedy.com.au, Adelaide Fringe, Hobart, Canberra and Melbourne.
Wow, you're a busy guy.
That's a good run. Have you worked this show in yet? This is when you open in Adelaide,
I'm opening Adelaide this weekend. The show for Adelaide is absolutely ready.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've got a couple of new things I'm working on.
How do you squeeze it all in, Melbourne? Mate? How do you squeeze it all in? Because you're
a busy guy.
I find a good technique is just being derelict in all my other responsibilities.
Do you? Because
do
you need to have it as part of the mix, though, stand-up? Do you like to have that? It's a
And also, I don't know if you found this mix, because you did a lot of stand-up and then probably weren't on the scene much.
Yeah.
And going back, there's a fear that you've lost the ability to do it.
Correct.
It's like a muscle. It's like if you took 3 years off the AFL, yeah. Could you make it into the first right. side?
And when you get to my age, you start going, is this the last time I'll ever do this? So you kind of enjoy it.
Comedians have to live a little. Like, you've got to do something. You can't just sit at home and do nothing. You've got to actually have experiences, because that's what telling stories is about.
No shortage of those.
Yeah.
Coming down the pipe. Well, good luck in Adelaide.
Thank you. You're
a great live performer. If you in listening to us from Adelaide, get along.
Please
and
do.
And have a laugh.
We were just talking about an amazing woman who you have predicted will be a billionaire.
By the end of the year, she will be a billionaire.
Let's talk about her.
Mm. She's a woman named Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
Who has a show on Netflix. Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Thank you very much,
Dave. You seem to know too much, Dave.
Well, it's a bit...
Dangerous, Dave.
It's a show you can't stop
watching.
Marie Kondo. She is. She's in a diminutive... beautiful China. She's Japanese, but she looks like a little China doll.
I should follow her on Instagram.
Mm.
Oh, she's so cute. You cannot get over it. She wears
cardigans.
How much
she do? Why is she going to be a billionaire?
So she wrote a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And she has a
no wonder I haven't come across this.
And basically, she has a theory that people have too much stuff. That's not a new theory, but she has a process that can be applied to everyone, and it will leave you with a lot less stuff in your house. And it's not breaking and entering. It is actually just working through and keeping the things that matter to you. And what she says is, do they
There's
spark
a process,
joy?
Yes. So you hold the item in your hand. So it could be one of your pairs of tracky dacks.
Richmond 19.
Yeah, all right.
2018.
No, not that. No, a pair of your
video.
Pair of your old underpants.
Underderps, is there any other kind?
And you hold them in your hand and you go... Do these
get them down to forensic.
Precisely.
All right. Now, why have you watched this? Now, can I ask this? But what if there's two people in the home, or you're married, or you're
Yeah, you've got to work together, and the guys are up for it because it's driving the women bonkers. People are having marriage wars because it doesn't
We bring this
work
up
out.
Because you are having, you're channeling Marie Kondo.
I'm Marie Kondo'd my shed.
Mm. Well,
now, okay. Now, Mick was dubious about you having a shed.
Yeah.
What do you have
what
in your
kind
shed?
Of shed?
No, I have so much because we have this, we up to this, we've got a big shed, right? And it's a big tin shed.
Like a garage.
Yeah, it's garage size. Tin shed.
That's what we say in Australia.
But literally, it was filled to the door.
Oh, my God.
Like, stuff. There was no ability to walk in. Because we have
like
terrible...
you were fencing goods or something.
That's right. We have a terrible process in our house that we buy new things. They come into the house and we go, we're going to cull some stuff to when we get new clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
So we cull.
Yeah.
And that all just goes out to the shed.
So what were some of the things that you queried?
Well, I mean, there were a few. Like, I had a collection of hats.
Oh,
I've worn in various stage productions.
You don't look like a hat guy to me.
Okay. Do you know that's the thing? I don't wear hats.
Okay, but just
because I like them.
Do you have to throw that out as a set, or can you go, I'll keep this hat but not that hat?
That's a good point. I kept a couple of hats that brought me joy.
Okay.
What's your favourite hat?
I have a white cowboy hat that brings me joy.
Well, we don't need to know all that goes on in your private life.
That comes out the boudoir. See you on Valentine's Day.
And, Sarah's in for a good time
And
tomorrow.
I have a fez that brings me joy.
A
and
fez.
I kept that. Yeah, and like a nice fez.
And what didn't make the cut?
Well, I got rid of 1,700 CDs.
Ooh. Oh, my God, where? Give them to me. I collect CDs.
Really?
Yes, I have a CD wall. One of the last people.
Wait, wow. See, because I was there going like...
Where are they?
Oh, there's heaps. I mean, there's a few. Like, I was going through, started to go through them. Does this spark me joy? Yeah. I had a big Audio Dynamite. That was probably the line ball.
Yeah.
That was the line ball,
it's
the double album.
One hit one.
Yeah, double album. I tell you what, the one that didn't, M People. Why do I have an M People CD?
Moving on up.
No one's, you know,
Three
no
hits.
One's. You can go to any dinner party anywhere in the world. No one's reaching for the M People.
You don't need Marie Kondo to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
That's not sparking any joy, dude. That's gone.
That's
do you remember purchasing M People?
Yeah, I worked in a music shop,
and I have a feeling
there was just a bunch of promotional copies.
That is funny.
Do you know what? My taste in music was so poor when I was younger and lived in shared households. I was rung up twice after I'd moved out by them ringing up and saying, "When are you coming back for your record?"
Does nobody want to nick them?
So there's one item that we couldn't agree on that I wanted to keep that my wife said I should get
She'll win
of.
That, by the way.
What
and
is
it
that?
Is. Are you familiar with black and white whiskey?
Yes.
The like it's a,
the label.
A Scotch whiskey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, yep.
So there was a time after my first marriage ended that I lived alone with a West Highland Terrier and a Scottish Terrier. So that's basically a my dog dog and a chum dog. Yeah.
And it's the whiskey linking the Scottish
dog. And I got quite into collecting sort of what I'd say is collectibles around black and white Scotch whiskey, whose entire advertising campaigns were
Scotty
and a Westie, right? In all of the advertising campaign. And I've got a lot of this stuff.
No, you know why that has to go? Because it's connected to your past, and that's why Sarah's right. Bang, gone.
No, it was transitional. It wasn't my past. It was at a time when it was just me and some dogs. I collected a lot of this stuff.
I'm with your wife.
So I have, in particular, a metal drinks tray. You know, like those metal drinks.
You're not going to serve cocktails on that at a dinner party.
You got to keep that. You have to keep that.
It sparks joy.
I tell you what. I tell you what. 133353. We'll come back and talk about this more. Can you hang around?
Of course.
Great, great. Give us a call. What is it that you feud about? What is it that your partner
wants you to get rid of?
You got to keep. Let's have a talk.
Okay,
about
let's
that.
Do that after this.
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nice to see Charlie Pickering brought some M people in as well. That's really nice to hear from your CD collection at home.
Not their worst song, I'll say
it's
that.
It's not their worst song.
No, if you look deep enough, they did a cover of Ichiku Park. That
they was did too.
Play intolerable. That should not occur.
This could get a run in the boudoir on Valentine's.
I'll tell you, with your white cowboy hat.
Oh. Actually, that's starting to come together.
I
that's
know.
Good.
Your eyes actually lit up.
Hey, Charlie, you were talking about clearing out your shed. You were talking about your whiskey collection, your old collection of
black and white whiskey memorabilia.
It got us thinking, what do couples argue about when you've got a tidying up? What stays,
Somebody
what
has
goes,
to go.
Who wins, who doesn't? Katrina's on the line. Katrina, what do you would you keep or not keep?
Well, I'm actually ringing up to offer Charlie's collection a home.
Oh, you want Charlie's collection of Scotty dogs.
Do you just want it, or do you collect whiskey?
Well, yes, I do. I've got my mum's Scottish, and I've got Scottish dogs. For example, my dogs are called Shivers and Ice for Shivers.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, well, I tell you what, Katrina, that's
it sounds like you're ordering a drink every time you call them. Shivers and Ice.
That's right.
My mouth's watering. Thank you, Katrina.
All right, Katrina, stick around. Leave an email.
Yeah.
Well, I might be in touch. We just reinvented the trading post.
We did. And Gumtree.
Oh, I like it.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good. What's something that really annoys you want your partner to throw away?
Yeah, he has this monstrosity of a hamburger pillow.
What?
Yeah.
Where does he put it?
Well, he used to have it in our living room on the couch.
No, a hamburger.
And then transitioned it into the bedroom?
No.
It goes on his chair in his study now.
This is where women are smart. Yeah. If they can't get it out of the house, they'll have it removed from there.
That's hilarious.
And what's wrong? What type of
What's wrong with it? It's a hamburger. It doesn't matter what type.
Is it a cheeseburger?
I think it's more like a Hungry Jack's Whopper with the tomato and the lettuce and stuff hanging out of it all over the place.
I'd take a bite out of that. I'd be on the couch. I'd sleep on it.
Amanda, is your husband 14?
maybe the mentality.
Thanks, Amanda. Scott's on the line. Scott, what's the item you and your partner are arguing over?
It's actually one of my mates. He's got this horrible Hawaiian shirt that he used to wear everywhere going out. His missus hated and wanted him to get rid of.
And he won't get rid of it?
No, well, actually, what he did was just before their marriage, he went to the tailor to get his suit, and he got the lining of his suit made out of it.
So
he went through the whole wedding and waited till they signed everything, and when husband and wife got announced and were walking out of the church, he opened up his coat and showed everyone in the audience that the lining was his shirt.
Oh, that's awesome. Brilliant. Let's get a prize for Scott after. For that story.
Have you got a Hawaiian shirt, Charlie?
I was recently in Hawaii, and I bought a couple, and
I love them.
Yeah.
It's a good fat guy shirt. It's a really good fat guy shirt. Do you know, I'm like a small.
In
a Hawaiian shirt.
They're built for self-esteem.
There's big units
they
in
really
Hawaii.
Are.
Hey, we've got a prize for Scott.
Scotty, what's
we
you
have
got?
Indeed. A Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way. Scott, thank
good
you,
on
mate.
You, Scott. Yeah, hello,
your
Rob.
Your wife will make you get rid of it.
Hi, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, Rob. What's the item that you and your wife are arguing about? Stay or go?
I've got about 4,000 motor racing posters. I've been collecting them since I was 10. Every time we move, your missus tells me she's going to chuck them out.
Oh, my God.
She would never do that. That's why she loves you.
I'm telling you.
But who's your favourite? Who are they of, for example?
Pretty much everyone, but I'm a big Lounsey fan, eh?
You've got a heap of posters of Craig Lowndes.
Rob.
I've got 40,000.
If she made you choose between her and your 4,000 motor racing pictures, do you know which way you'd go?
Probably me memorabilia, mate, eh?
Well, I think you've just signed your own release. Well done,
that's
Rob.
That's bizarre.
I like it. Why would that have to go? She would have had them when she met him.
But he's
him.
Not doing anything with them. They're just piling up.
4,000 is a lot.
It's too much. It's taking up too much space.
4,000 feels like a number that you hit without a strategy.
Correct. And it also sounds like he's a stalker of Craig Lowndes.
It sounds like he should. Yeah. It sounds like he's got them on his wall, like a serial killer wall.
Correct. That's what I mean.
He keeps them in what he calls the Lowndes room.
Yeah, right.
And the whole walls are just papered
doing a
Lowndes
suit out of skin.
Very good. Jason. What have you got? What's causing friction at your home?
The Playboy magazine from the year of my birth.
The year of your birth and the month of your birth?
Oh, God. Yeah, year and month. So, I bought it from a twin brother for our 30th birthday.
What a picture.
He didn't want it.
No kidding.
He didn't want it. So I've been not touching that one.
So what was the year? What was
1987.
1987.
How were they? Can I just ask that era? You know what the era's like now?
Black and white.
We're talking native vegetation. Is that
yeah, with like a bit of map of Tassie.
Come on,
I haven't studied the form guide that hard.
That's post.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's post.
I'm aficionado. I used to do all my stuff based on around the Playboy magazine. I go, Miss June. Oh, must get my taxes in. I have to get my taxes in.
You're like a old Playboy Antiques Roadshow. Like people bring it to you and you go, oh yeah, this is good.
You can judge what year it is.
I've got a library. You have to put on white gloves and I hand it to you.
One more call.
Yeah, go on.
All right, Brad. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, here you go. And I've got a pair of R.M. Williams boots I've had for 21 years since I met my partner at the old Burvale Disco. Mick probably remembers the old Burvale Disco.
Well, I think I was there that night.
Dallas Square dance floor.
Yeah. Well, what happened? What, she's making you get rid of them?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It must have been a bit of a bad omen. She wants me to get rid of them, but that's what I had on when I first met her.
No, 21 years is too old for a pair of shoes,
should
Brad.
Do. Walk into the bedroom tonight naked except for your R.M. Williams and say, it's time we talked.
Say happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Well done, everyone.
We do. We've got a prize for Brad, by the way, and it's a copy of Bohemian Rhapsody and the full Live Aid movie performance, which is out on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital this week. You've got a Klipsch RSB6 soundbar, you've got a wireless subwoofer, and you've got a poster signed by Rami himself on that movie.
There you go. Do that. Hey, mate, thanks for coming in, Charlie Pickering.
Yeah,
Adelaide Fringe,
in.
Starting on the 15th of Feb, Friday. This will be a cracking show. And then you're off to Hobart, Canberra, and Melbourne.
You
Good
will love
luck.
These shows, Thanks everyone. Go get your tickets now. Thank
Charlie
you, Charlie.
Pickering. Thanks so much, guys.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Keep in touch with the show. We've got the podcast after the show. Anytime, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Kennedy Malloy.
Now, Jane, you've been waging a relentless campaign to topple.
I beg your pardon, I have not.
The girls who I think are doing a very good job over there on the Today Show.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to – I want to get out of my chair and I want to just smack you.
If you had a way, you'd take Georgie and the lovely Deborah out. You'd take them out and whack them and take their job and sit on that chair.
I'm not even speaking to you.
I know you wouldn't bother.
I've explicitly said I have no desire – and they're doing a great job, and you're a scurrilous idiot.
Well, don't tell me. Why don't you tell Deborah Knight, who's on the line right now.
God,
she's rung
not.
In. Deborah, are you there?
What sort of trouble are you up to, Nick Malloy?
Deborah,
I don't want to get involved in this.
Oh, my God.
I think this is something you two should sort out between yourselves, because it's not my thing.
Listen, I know. Deb and I know each other, and as if... And I'm supporting you girls, and you know that, Deborah. Mick Malloy is just an absolute goose.
Well, look, you know what? I reckon Mick, my mate Mick,
yes.
that we should actually take you up on this challenge because, you know,
yes.
I reckon we could get you in the studio reading the weather and you could get a full appreciation of how damn good Stevie Jacobs is at his job because...
You mean Stephen Jacobs? You mean this Steve? Hang on. You mean this Stephen Jacobs who got attacked by chicken?
Black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds...
What's your biggest phobia, Mick? We can introduce that into the mix if you want to do
it. Well, I think it's women.
But look, I love, you know, hey,
Deborah,
a bit of fun with this.
Yes, Deborah. And you and Georgie have been great sports.
You've been great.
We can bring in Brooke any day because, you know, the higher the hair and the higher, you know, you get the shoulder pads.
Yeah. I'll tell you
better,
what.
I reckon.
She doesn't have the same sunny disposition. I mean, I like Jane a lot, but let's be honest, she's bringing a certain dark cloud to the morning show, isn't she?
Deborah, I tell you too that Brooke Vandenberg would have to have a hell of a lot of Botox to get back on camera on a regular basis. She would have trouble looking anything like you two glamorous, beautiful, smart women. So,
all right.
Thank you for calling,
Deborah. Who have you got on tomorrow? Come on, let's see. What have you got?
We've got Mick Molloy doing the
weather.
Yes, and we got that locked in.
Yeah, that'd
I'll
be great.
I tell you what I like to do. I like to do the weather from like hurricanes or something. You know when you have those people who are
if there's any
really
terrible places or war, anywhere, it's likely that he might get seriously injured.
Or Deborah, I said the other one I'm putting my hand up for is an aerobics old style segment where you cut to me on a
in his underpants.
A bit of lycra with you would go down the street.
Hello.
I don't know.
Now you're talking
turkey. We want boost ratings, Mick. We don't want that.
Yeah. Correct. And the ratings are boosting, and it's great to see two women.
Well, there's only one way they can go, which is up. Isn't
oh my
it,
God, Deborah, my apologies.
Deborah,
no, look,
good luck on postcards, Deborah.
Can you please be respectful to our guests when they call up?
You know, I like Deborah. We live in the world. Deborah, I've had two shows axed by Channel 9. Welcome aboard.
He's very bitter. He's bitter.
Goodness me.
Deborah, you're doing a great job. And how about Thank Georgie? You. Is she okay with me? Are we all cool?
No.
Well, I'm not sure. She might well call in this afternoon. We might start our own campaign.
Oh, no, Joan.
Now.
I've been nothing but supportive.
You have not been supportive, and we're going to put an end to this debacle. Again, my apologies.
I wouldn't have thought so.
And we want everybody to watch today.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning,
everyone tune in.
Get up, go man,
yes.
Have a look.
Good on you.
And watch if you're up and about Richard Wilkins, watch, tune in.
honestly, can you believe I have to work with this every day?
Oh, look, you deserve a medal, Jane.
Thank you, I know. Deborah, please thank Deborah from today's show. We'll all watch.
Deborah,
thank you.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane, now, you have a document there. Which
I
lists,
do.
Well, you talk us through it.
Okay, there's been a study of 63,000 children.
Yep.
And they did a test to discover who the cheekiest or naughtiest children are.
Nicest and naughtiest.
Yeah.
And they did a list of names for girls and boys.
Yes.
And
so,
there's certain names that fall into these categories.
Well, they found the naughtiest girl was found to be called Ella.
Ella.
Followed by Bethany, Eleanor, Olivia, and then Laura. They were naughty.
I would have put a Jade in there. I would have thought Jade would be.
Jade came just after. Jade's in there.
There you go.
There's a Holly, Courtney, Amber, and Caitlin.
Oh.
And in the boys' naughty corner.
Yes. Fred, Lenny.
No, well, they're not on this list, but there is a Joseph, a Cameron.
Joseph. This is the naughty guys.
Yeah. William, Jake.
Oh, well.
Of course.
Adolf.
Benito, Donald,
Benito.
No. Joshua, yeah, I've got one of those.
Mm.
Jamie, Lewis, Benjamin, Ethan, and Luke also made the list. Of naughty,
bad.
But do you want to know the
Luke,
nice?
Like Luke,
do you want to know who the sucks are?
Yes, please.
Amy, Georgia, Emma, Charlotte, Grace, Sophie, Abigail, Hannah.
Did they only do this at a private school? Or did they
Emily and Alice. I think you're right.
Emily,
yes.
It was Georgia,
and
Charlotte.
The nicest boys are Jacob, Daniel,
yeah.
Thomas, James, Adam, Harry, Samuel, Jack, Oliver, and Ryan.
Yeah.
They're the nice people. But I'm just wondering how they come to this. Well, they have. They've said they set up this kids and they just went, how many bad Ellas are there? Yeah. They're stacking up. What's going on?
I was wondering what the more popular stripper names might be.
What?
Did they have that then?
What is the link? Names.
Well, while they're doing names, I just think if there's young girls out there who are naughty.
Are you telling me there's a list of popular
girls,
stripper names?
Well, there's ones which I think. Do you know what? Give us a call. And if you girls, if you.
What, if you're a stripper?
If you're not a stripper, but you decided to take up exotic dancing.
What would your
dancing,
stripper name be?
What would your name be? What was yours? Tipsy. Please
Tipsy.
Welcome to the main stage.
Tipsy Kennedy.
Tipsy Kennedy. Charisma? Charisma. You'd be good charisma.
Yeah. And Chardonnay.
Chardonnay?
What's the other
Montana.
One?
Montana would be.
Yeah, Montana's a good one. Yeah, do you know there are? Should we read out
Trinity?
The list?
Trinity?
Yeah.
Hey, please welcome to the stage. Cinnamon. So I
met a cinnamon last year. These are amazing.
I tell you what, give us a call.
All right.
Come on, have some fun with it, girls. If you were an adult entertainer,
what would your name be? Dancing, is it? All right. What's your dancing?
Well, it is a dance. It is. It's a hard dance. To do.
I know.
You're taking this seriously, Jane.
Hmm. Hard to dance around a pole.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And there's a new study out about names. What are the naughtiest? What are the nicest for boys and girls? We've somehow morphed it.
You've taken it on your head. You've morphed it.
I've got me thinking, girls, what would you be? What would
dance
your stripper name? Would your stripper name be if you had one? Because it's interesting. It's a choice. It's a personal choice. Let's have a listen. Kirby's on the line. How are you, Kirby?
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. You say you took to adult dancing, exotic dancing. what would the moniker you'd like to be called onto stage with?
It's a shorter name of a name I actually play on World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
An elf name. It's just Jade.
J-A-E-D. Jade works because Jade sounds like the devil.
Really?
Jade sounds like... Jade, I think devil.
I think
it sounds just genius to me.
You're up to no good.
I think it sounds spiritual, and I think of Byron Bay and crystals.
I'm thinking, watch yourself, this woman's trouble.
Really? Kirby's a pretty good name, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Kirby.
All right, Kirby.
Let's try Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Jane and Mick. Look, I really feel, Jane, that you should be Bubbles.
My stage name.
Bubbles. Because, you're very effervescent. And you really do lift us. And you can also be Champers or Shiraz. Mm. I mean, there's very pretty names in the alcohol department.
Don't worry.
I have a few or two.
I agree. I'm thinking of Rosé and Chablis.
The only one you take exception to, I reckon, would be Sauvignon Blanc.
That's true.
Please welcome Sauvignon Blanc.
No.
Spumante.
Spumante.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, exactly.
Port.
Old
tawny port.
Old tawny.
Here she comes. Hook on a stage, old tawny port. All right.
Thank you, everyone, for your calls.
Well,
that
there
was
you
good.
Go.
We've
that
come to the end of the show.
Now, are you going to settle down or are you...
Do you know what?
I've had Channel 9 on the phone, too, by the way.
Look, you've had your fun, and I'll tell you what. We want to thank Deborah Knight for calling up, who co-hosts, of course, today.
Good luck, and you can come and work on
Gardner.
The show when you're out of a job.
When you take your next sickie, I'll have the girls come and host. That's what I'll do. I'll get both the girls come and we'll host the show together.
Why would you do that?
Because
you're a troublemaker.
You must have some RDOs up your sleeve.
I do have a couple of RDOs.
Let's not encourage it.
Yeah, you probably are.
I feel spent.
Oh, yeah, you must be exhausted.
Thank you for everyone on the show today. Nat Bass was on and also Charlie Pickering.
Don't forget, his show starts in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's a ripper.
I want to plug a show quickly that's on in Melbourne. It starts tonight. It's mainly matinees. It's called Senior Moments, and it's a review, and it's got some great performers.
Yeah.
And Max Gillies,
of
course, and it's a review-style show. It's old school. John Woods. It's a bloody good cast. And if that's your thing, go to the Comedy Theatre and get involved.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
everyone loves
it's on its way to Sydney next.
People love seeing live theatre.
Why not? All right. Now, what about you?
What about me? What?
Do you know what you're up to?
With
this whole takeover bid.
Mm. I'm not going to take over anything, and I think we put it to bed now because it's getting to be a bit distressing.
To who?
To me, because I don't want to upset anyone. You are.
But the support has been unbelievable, Jane.
Isn't that nice?
This has been our biggest campaign so far.
I've told you why. Yeah. In fact, I've got someone just sent in. I know I can't because I've realised that I have a bit of a potty mouth, and that's why I couldn't control myself
edgy.
On television.
You're saying you're not ladylike.
No, I'm not ladylike.
You don't know what you're going to get when you wake up with Jane. This is what people
want. That's what people say in my house.
Spray. I find you trouble at this time of day. Imagine you in the morning.
Apparently, I'm not so pleasant. I've been told. Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mum.
The word's out on that.
Stop screaming.
Hey, by the way, you missed it earlier today, but Mick put together Jane's audition tape for your Today Show.
Where can I hear that?
That's on the podcast, which is available in the next hour or so. So check your iTunes or KennedyMalloy.com.
What's going on with your washing machine? Oh, with your dishwasher?
Nah, it's gone. We've had it for 10 years, so it's had a good run. But
That is a good run.
Isn't it? Played the microwave last week, now the dishwasher this week. So
they're all staying with us. Hey, tomorrow we've got Michelle Laurie on the show.
Oh, great.
And we've got some other great segments coming on. I think maybe I might do.
You have no idea.
I do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do...
Oh, we're out of time.
There it is.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.